So if you want to get comfy, I just want to run through an exercise around the endocrine system and the kind of cascade of glands in the body. And let's see if we can get a sense of interrelationships between the glands and into the hormonal interplay. Let's see what comes of it. And then I'm going to shift over to looking at the immune system for the rest of the afternoon. So let's see what we make of this. So let's come into whole body. Let's come into a sense of the structure of the body. But also let's come into a sense of the fluid, chemical matrix. So we can let's see if we can refine that space that we explored yesterday morning. Yeah, so a kind of the biochemical interstitial space. So whole body, tissue field, and then just really shifting into a sense of the cells and the interstitial space. Throughout the whole. And then let's get interested in the third ventricle as a way to come into relationship with the hypothalamus, which is very much the floor, front floor of the third ventricle. So let's be orienting to the fluid potency expressions at the core of the brain and the dynamic place of the third ventricle, and surrounding the third ventricle is brain, is neurons. It's a neural enclosure, and the hypothalamus is largely neural, so that's the hot spots at the bottom of the third ventricle, whole clusters of cell bodies. That should feel quite an active area within your system, quite naturally. And as you know, the hypothalamus is global. It's a huge monitoring system, and it produces impulses, and it secretes hormones too. It affects the whole system, the whole brain, and the whole autonomic nervous system, and the other glands. It's intricately linked into the pituitary. So let's get interested in the pituitary by coming into a sense of your cranial base, the centre of the cranial base, the centre of the sphenoid. That's where the pituitary sits. See if you can have a sense of its shape. And it's a highly active gland. So a powerful capillary bed here, and glands producing a whole array of hormones. So a gland does feel quite different than other tissues. Muscles, connective tissues, neurons. It's a whole different feel. Perhaps you can get a sense of that in the pituitary. Notice as the head of the endocrine system, in some way, maybe you can get a sense of its effect, not just through the whole body, but also its effect into the other glands. Whatever comes to you around that. It's a chemical relationship. And just to help that a little bit, let's get interested in the blood movements through the body. This is the domain of the endocrine system. So maybe just drop into a sense of your vascular network, blood flows from glands to cells, from glands to glands. Stay with the sense of pituitary just in a very soft way, and let's become aware of the other glands too. So let's be aware of the thyroid. Let's include that in the perceptual field. That kind of literally wraps around the larynx. Yeah, it's a large gland. Let's see if we can be with both. Nice light presence around the pituitary and the thyroid, being with the sense of the whole. Let's include the adrenals in your field of awareness. And obviously they're quite unique. They have a neural and a endocrine link. And between the adrenals, let's include the pancreas. And let's complete the system by including ovaries or testes. So we've got the whole array, the whole interweaving of the endocrine system through the length of the body. Let's just very simply see how that feels, how that is. What the tone of that is in the body. So some of the endocrine system is structural. Most of it is a biochemical expression in the body. So a lot of what you'll be feeling is hormonal. Let's stay with it for a few more minutes. And just over the next minute, I just want to get interested in the space around the body and disengaging from your system, from your glands. Just let all that drop away. And come back into movement and orientation to the room.